So I was out doing some work in the gardens, and it was dusk. So it was just, I don't know, 2 or 3 days ago. And I'm going, wow, something. I'm by my aspen trees. And so I'm up against the house, underneath the gardens, underneath. I'm going, duck, duck on it. Something bit me on the back of my neck. Going, what was that? I thought it was a spider or something on the leaves. Could feel the leaves, and then I felt this bite pinch. Going, no, dog on it. And you start slapping at your neck. And then, I go, got him. Okay, we're all set. Keep working. Keep going. Don't worry about spiders. And then it bit me again. I'm going, what the heck is going on? What is this? I don't see any webbing. I don't see anything. Are these, what is this? And it ended up being no-see-ums were biting my skin, and they were ferocious. I was bumping up. They were on my aspen trees. They were eating the foliage on the bottom side of the leaves. So thrip, T-H-R-I-P, thrip, or also called no-see-ums, they have a scarifying mouth part. That is, they scrape off the living tissue, and they eat it, digest it by the thousands. The reason they call them no-see-ums is because you can't see them. The only way I could see them, and you could do this test yourself. You got a phone, especially a smartphone with a screen on it. Just take, or a white sheet of paper. Take your screen with the power off, just black. Tap some foliage on there, and if the dust is moving around, those are thrip, and they're eating that plant. Another indication I've seen probably a dozen different examples of thrip damage in flowers. So if you notice that your lilacs bloomed so much better last year than this year, it's because the thrip got inside the flowers and they ate the flower from the inside out. Roses this week. So the roses are heavily budded. They're about to pop open. They're about to be spectacular. It's about Mother's Day. They're right on time. But that first bud, sometimes the thrip can get inside that flower and they eat the flower from the inside out. The indication is it's forming a bud. It's been forming for 2 months and all of a sudden it's about to open and the outer petals are black. They look like frost damage or something happened. There's only one thing that will do that, and that is thrip damage or no-see-um damage. They get inside and scrape it. In fact, if you open up the flower bud and tap it on your screen, you'll see the dust jumping around or walking around on your screen. If you see that, kill them. They deserve to be, don't just hose them off, kill them off. So I went out and sprayed Sayonara. So they make there's a spray, a bug killer at the garden center. It's got a hose and spray. You just put your hose on the end of this, turn it on and whoosh, spray the tree, spray the shrub, goes to the top of a tree and magically they're gone and they'll stop biting you. They can actually leave little welts on your skin, especially in the evening. So they're ferocious. They're eating up. I think it's because they're daytime creatures. And so they're trying to bulk up before the evening. And so ladybugs can eat them, praying mantis some, but really this is a thrip and aphids. These are a springtime phenomena. As soon as we get to 90 degrees, they're gone. They do not like the heat. They only like the cool. So you only see these thrip in the spring. And so if we can get to June, when does it turn 90 here in the mountains of Arizona? Sometime in June, by then it's all done. But then the grasshoppers and the blister beetles and other things come our way. But right now, the thrip are as bad as I see. I don't have any science to this, but I think the reason this happens, only because of experience. There's no science to back this up. I think thrip gets into the cotton fields, into the farmland down the desert. And when we get a big windstorm like we had last week, it lifts them up and just carries them up the hill and dumps them on top of the mountain gardens. So they'll come blown right up Yarnell, right up over to, right up into, the Bradshaws, into the Peaks and Mingus, and they just dump it right into the valley areas. And all of a sudden we go from very few thrip to where did all these bugs come from? So kind of monitor that yourself. I mean, I've seen this for years going, okay, windstorm, I better watch for a thrip. And it just to the season, it shows up every spring. Watch your gardens too. But if in doubt, spray it with Sayonara, or there's another spray. If you've got your own hose in sprayer, or you like a tank sprayer, a pump up sprayer, I make one that's called In and Out Spray. It's the same stuff, only one's in a super concentrate. So if you need a season's worth, that's a great one. In and Out Insect Spray. We've got the garden center, or just come in and go, Ken said, I've got thrip. I checked my phone. help me. We'll show you what to do, because you and everyone else is coming in right now with thrip damage. And so we don't want, they'll take your first flowers. That's another reason I use rose food with systemic on my roses early in spring, because the food will get my buds out, but then the systemic keeps the thrip out or the aphids off. And so it's a game changer. Otherwise, you're guaranteed a damaged flower buds, those first buds. But as soon as it turns 90 degrees, they're gone. Just like that bug disappears. And then it'll be something, caterpillar, something else will be out there. Okay, that's enough about bugs that can bite you and how to deal with them, but don't let them do that. Control them. Spray them with sayonara and watch them say goodbye. Be right back after this.